gets it back with Mohamed, and good defending there by Mohamed, and he gets it there to find Donoghue. Donoghue charging forward now through the middle, out to his left-hand side to find Bannister. Bannister now into the penalty area. Couple of tricks to the byline, crosses that ball to the penalty spot. McHale's there! FC United on 35 minutes take the lead, Paul.
Well, the debutant McHale has scored after good work by Bannister on the left-hand side. He picked his moment for the cutback, and it was absolutely perfect for McHale to run in and shoot past the keeper.
Well, there's two other players involved in that. Mohamed winning the ball back once again, superb defending, finds Donoghue, drove the ball through the middle, finds Bannister. Bannister, a lovely ball to find McHale, pretty much on the penalty spot, and a great finish. And have you been threatening that, Paul?
It's been coming, yeah. They've created one or two good openings before this, and FC are certainly worthy of a lead at this stage, perhaps.
Mohamed there, good header, forward it goes, and it finds Bannister. Bannister now into the box. Oh, he's touched there, lets him down, but he wins the ball back. Back it goes to Willoughby. Willoughby, can he launch a shot? Checks back on his left foot. Willoughby!
Yes!
FC United 2-0 up, 8 minutes into this second half, and Mohamed again wins the header. Bannister, you think he loses out there, but wins the ball back. Willoughby twists and turns on his left foot into the bottom corner, and FC United 2-0 up, Paul. Oh, what? And what am I talking about? Get the Manx knobs out.
Get the knobs out. It's knobs time. Well, Bannister's control let him down on the initial chance, but Willoughby took over, and being the master craftsman that he is in goal scoring, he manufactures a shot with his left foot from a position that flashes past Bursic, and all of a sudden FC have a 2-goal lead, and it's quite remarkable.
Well, I never thought I'd see the day, everyone. The Manx knobs have found a new home.
The knobs have gone.
I can finally get them out of the bloody radio bag. Well, that's a poor clearance there from White, and it's going to be a throw-in to FC United midway into Telford's half on this main stand side. 15 minutes in the second half. Morton to take this throw-in. Donoghue comes short for it. Donoghue brings the ball under control. Back it goes to Morton. Morton forward to Piers. Piers wins the flick on. Gets the ball back. Piers now to Willoughby. Willoughby lays this ball off to someone. Winter gets the ball back. Out to the left-hand side with purpose to find Bannister. Bannister now tricks himself but wins the ball back. Back it goes to O'Halloran. O'Halloran finds a pass forward there to Donoghue. Donoghue tries to get that ball, but Wallen plays the ball through there, breaks to Bannister. Bannister across there to Piers. Piers lines up a shot, yes. And it's dream time for FC United. 3-0 up. Piers to the left hand side of Bursic. Nothing the goalkeeper could do with that one. And with 15 minutes on the clock in the second half, FC United have gone 3-0 up, Paul.
Well, what a master substitution that was. He's been on the pitch a matter of a few minutes, and he's increased the lead to 3. So, full credit to the manager. And what a fine finish from Tom Piers.
It's a penalty to Telford.
Ellis Deeney has taken the ball,
and it's going to be Deeney to take this. It's going to make the last minute or so interesting enough.
Could this be a consolation?
Deeney to take this penalty. He steps up. What can Fisher do? Well, it's a fine penalty that from Deeney. Makes the score 3-1. And we've got 30 seconds left of added time.